Right now, I'm going to reach over and open the door.
And then Dr. Carlton Maxwell,
our resident psychologist, sports psychologist who works at the University of Texas at Dallas.
Morning. I'm having a wonderful day. I'm so excited to be visiting with you today. Wait.
What?
Where's Craig?
Well, he's got laryngitis.
Where
so he's
the hell is Craig?
He's out today. He's got laryngitis.
Well, okay, I guess we'll still do this. I mean, I don't understand the point, but okay.
Well, I'm...
What's wrong with him? What did he do
to... Sorry to disappoint you,
to hurt his throat?
Sick.
Tell me in detail.
He just got a head cold and went into laryngitis.
Damn it! Damn!
What's the matter?
Well, just Craig and I have a lot in common, you know, so I like talking with him. I love sitting across from him and looking at him and talking to him. I mean, spirits.
Okay, but
and,
I'm here.
I mean, Craig, we both like men. Cycle.
Yeah.
In costumes and
costumes.
Yes, like professional cyclists, and we both love OU college guys. Where is Craig?
He's not here today. He's homesick.
So
I'm
just
sorry
a little
about
disappointed because
well,
I missed talking with him. Plus I got this Brazilian blowout for nothing. And he wanted to look pretty.
Oh my gosh.
But,
well, that's a little too much. Okay. Morning coffee, here we go. Uh-oh. You okay? Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, it went down too fast.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Well, good right. morning, well, Jared.
Well, good morning. Yeah, what about me? You have the song about me and everything. There we go.
You know, George, the psychology of football is very complicated right now.
It is. It's something, isn't it?
Many people are experiencing DGWTMMS, and we need to help people with that who have DGWTMMS.
What is that exactly?
That get way too much money syndrome. That's what it's being called right now.
I have heard that around town a little bit.
Yes,
yeah.
A lot of people are talking about that. So we now have a $60 million a year quarterback.
I know.
And when he came to Dallas, he was just a third stringer, fourth stringer? He was just a
fourth round pick.
A former
bulldog, way back in the depth chart.
Former bulldog that was taken in the fourth round. A former bulldog.
Oh, former bulldog.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm saying it clearly.
Okay.
Open your ears, you fool. And now he's the most financially successful player in the NFL, and it's a shock to some people. So a lot of people today need to have a piece of pizza.
Okay.
And wear a weighted blanket. Just relax. Absolutely. Because it's very hard for Cowboy fans to kind of comprehend the situation that they have won just as many Super Bowls as Dak Prescott, yet he's getting paid that much money for not winning.
Well, okay, but he's been closer than they have. He's in the NFL.
I brought some books for you,
George. He's got some
books. I brought some books for you.
Okay.
This one is called How to Make $60 Million a Year While Being Done with Football by Mid-January by Dak Prescott.
Okay.
It is How to Game the System.
You guys wrote that together,
How to Game the System, yes. Here's another related one, George, that I think you'll like. These sell well in airports, by the way.
Books,
in airports, my books sell very well. This is called Getting Paid Way Too Much for the Job You Do by Kirby Davidson.
By Corby?
Yeah, with a forward by Gordon Keith. Where is Gordon, by the way?
I don't know. He ran out. I'm not sure where he is.
And everyone's excited, though, at least, that we don't have the drama of the Dak Prescott contract
hanging
over
his
all season,
that
we have to talk about it all the time.
Right.
You know, Jerry has just been playing cat and mouse with this.
Right.
But I actually have a book here. It's called Pulling It Out of the Ditch at the Last Moment, The Story of the Dak Deal by Jerry Jones.
Oh, that sounds insightful.
Yes, yeah. He just finished writing this. It's very good.
The timing's amazing.
Here's another one called Not Pulling It Out of the Ditch at the Last Moment, The Story of Me and Gate Agent by Jerry Jones.
Okay.
It's author, except Ditch is spelled a little bit differently. We're moving on now, Jerry.
Moving on to another beat.
A lot of Cowboy fans may remember Deshaun Watson from this past game.
Well, yeah, it was just a couple of days ago.
Well, he has actually written a very good self-help book.
Oh, okay.
It is a guide on how to do direct communication. It's called Massage My Wiener or You Don't Get Paid by Deshaun Watson.
Nobody would write a book titled that.
Communication. You're in spiritcasting, aren't you, George? Are you not? Answer yes or no. Answer the question put to you. Okay.
Yes.
This is called Already Better Than Romo by broadcaster Tom Brady.
Already. One
He's
game
already talking trash.
Better.
Already talking trash to Philip Rivers. This one is written by the Cowboys assistant coach. It's called No One Farts Louder Than Mike. It's and it's about Zimmer, not McCarthy, which
oh,
is very
really? That's really
yes,
odd.
Very crazy.
And then
this one, I'm
going
to leave this one here for you. I want you to get into one of your afternoon Q-hurts. Your afternoon Q-hurts, George.
Q-hurts.
What? I didn't say it that way.
Okay.
This is called, it's kind of autobiographical. It's called For the Love of God, Why Didn't I Get Snipped by Dave Grohl? It's a new book. He just wrote it.
These books are so
yeah,
timely.
Just so
it's
hot
amazing.
Off the press. It's unbelievable. Badger!
Bye, here goes
back.
Dr. Carlton
I
Maxwell.
Shall return! I shall be-
Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Doctor, come back!